All right, good evening, everyone. My name is Courtney Gallagher, and I'm an associate and landscape architect with Morris and Ritchie Associates. We are the civil engineering and landscape architecture firm working with Wright Road LC, who is the I'm joined by Liz Williams, who is with Elm Street Development. Road project, which was formerly known as the Wright Road property. I'll go through a brief presentation and then I will open it up for a question session. This meeting is being recorded in accordance with Anne Arundel County community meeting requirements so that it can be included on the community. This meeting is required per Anne Arundel County Subdivision Code 17-2-107, which states that a community meeting must be held within the 45-day period following the initial submittal of a final plan or site development plan. A final plan for the January 8, 2026. The purpose of regarding changes to the development proposal that were discussed at the or that was discussed at the pre-submittal community meeting and to give the community an opportunity to ask questions and provide comments. Chester Grove project is located on Wright Road, which is shown here at the top of the page, approximately 1,300 feet south of the intersection with Road, which is off to the right from the of the exhibit here. Shown on tax map 8, and those parcels include 252, 260, 261, 265, 271, 316, 325, and 326. In a thick dash flat line. Those properties encompass a total of 10.7 acres. Development is a privately proposed project LC. All of these properties are privately owned. Are not located within the Chesapeake Bay critical area, and several of these properties are developed with single-family detached residences. Hundred-year floodplains and wetland areas that are associated with that stream. In addition, there is an isolated wetland located here on the east, or east central side of the site. I'm sorry, west central side of the site. This wetland buffers. There are no steep slopes on the subject property. The properties have both wooded and open lawn areas. The majority of the woods are located here at the southern portion of the site. Area here towards the north portion of the site. 21 network. There are no rare, threatened, or endangered. There are no bogs on or in the vicinity of the property. These site features have been field delineated. Very much in line with what was discussed and presented at the pre-submittal community meeting, which was held back in January 2025. I'll get into a little bit more detail on this, but the most significant change is the proposed entrance location into the community, which was adjusted based on feedback we received at that community meeting. The development proposal includes 85 townhouse units. All of the on fee simple individual lots, and will include a mix of rear load and front load units. Rear load, the majority of the projects and the front load units are around this perimeter here. All the roads within the development will be private. Common use access easements that range in width from 20 feet 4 inches to 41 feet 8 inches. Access along Wright Road that is opposite Hawthorne Drive. Hawthorne Drive is the main entrance into the Dorchester View community that is across Wright Road from the Dorchester Grove community. As I alluded to, this location was adjusted after feedback was received at the January pre-submission community meeting. The proposed roads on site will create a loop to allow for visitors, delivery trucks, and emergency vehicles to circulate through the community. Homes require 2.5 parking spaces per unit, which creates a requirement of 213 parking spaces. Each of the rear load townhomes will have a 2-car garage and a full depth driveway and will therefore exceed the 2.5 parking space requirement at the will have 1-car garages with full depth driveways and therefore will provide 2 spaces at the unit. The additional half space that cannot be provided within the front load garages or driveways will be addressed with surface parking that will be located along. 220 parking spaces are proposed between garages. To provide connectivity between the homes and from each home to central amenity areas, as well as to Wright Road. Proposed along the property or a portion of the property frontage along Wright Road within the existing or within the proposed right of way along Wright Road. The open space requirement for the project is 3.19 acres, which is equal to 30% of the total site area. 5.85 acres of open space is proposed within dedicated open space areas. Active recreation, the active recreation requirement per the zoning code for this project is 0.975 acres based on a requirement of 500 square feet per townhouse. A total of 0.63 acres of active recreation is proposed that will be improved with features such as a dog park, playground, gathering area, pavilion, and a lawn game area as well. Modification number 17797 was approved by the Office of Planning and Zoning on May 14, 2025 to allow reduced active recreation land area based on providing physical amenities. The central portions of the site in order to minimize and avoid impact to the environmental features that are located on the southern portion of the site. But in order to, it does include woodland or forest clearing. In addition, two specimen are proposed to be removed. Specimen tree 1 and specimen tree 5, which are located here and here. Specimen tree 1 is a 32.2-inch southern red oak in fair condition, and specimen tree 5 is a 34.3-inch red maple in poor condition. Trees on site are proposed to remain. Modification number 17795 was approved by the Office of Planning and Zoning on December 1st, 2025. Hearing and removal of the two specimen trees I noted. Mitigation for removal of the specimen trees is proposed to be met via on-site reforestation equal to 0.33 acres. And those reforestation areas are adjoining with retention areas of forest on site. Disturbance to the existing and associated wetland buffer is necessary to facilitate the proposed development. This proposed disturbance to the wetland and associated buffer. In addition, given the wetland's isolated nature and following a field evaluation, objections to filling this particular wetland. Mitigation for the proposed disturbance will be met with off-site forest bank credits. None of the other environmentally sensitive features that I reviewed previously are proposed to be disturbed with this development. And that includes the streams, the other wetland areas, or the floodplain. This project will be served by public water and sewer, which will be extended from existing public mains within Wright Road. Both the site through the main entrance. Management design criteria, which includes environmental site design to the maximum extent. Concept here will include micro stormwater practices such as microbioretention facilities and bioswales, as well as bioretention facilities, which will be located throughout the development. They're a little hard, I'm sure, to see from your vantage point, but there's a these circular areas and earth hatch. The micro practices are small landscaped depressions, very similar to rain gardens, that handle runoff from small drainage areas of 0.5 to 1 acre maximum. They are designed so that they will hold water for no longer than 48 hours. The intent is that storm water will run over through layers of soil media and then infiltrate into the ground. Any water that does not this is a filling basin, the site outfall is actually here through that storm channel. Pre-development 10-year discharge at the site outfall has been reduced through the use of retention facilities. The stormwater facilities, as I said, will outlet into the floodplain on the southern edge of the site and then ultimately into this stream channel and before flowing off-site. School-aged children will attend Severn Run High School, MacArthur Middle School, and Hebron School. All three schools are currently open for enrollment. No modification requests other than those previously approved are anticipated for this project. So that concludes my... next steps related to this community meeting. So as recorded, and this recording will be submitted to Anne Arundel County tomorrow for inclusion on their community meeting website. Once the period where anyone can review the recording and send in questions or comments. comments@aacounty.org. Comments can also be submitted directly through the community meeting website. Once that 14th closed, the development team will prepare meeting of tonight's meeting, as well as a compilation of any comments that are received and responses to those comments. That meeting minute package will be mailed to anyone who was invited to tonight's meeting and any attendees to tonight's meeting. Please be sure to sign us on our sign-in sheet if you'd like to receive those minutes. Once the minutes have been sent out, that will conclude the community meeting. I don't know if you'd like to say anything to our group here or...
Sure, I can just do kind of like a rundown of, Hi, I'm Liz Williams with Home Street Development. In terms of timing, we are in the second step of the three-step approval process that Anne Arundel County has, so final plan, and the last step is grading plan. So we probably still have another 12 construction process after that really is going to be driven by a builder and the home sale. So that's really all I have. Courtney's done a wonderful job of that's right. to go over it.
Two, three steps is the second one. I had the first plan. What was the second?
Final plan.
Final plan.
And then the third one
is
grading plan.
Yes, please. No, I think we're ready for questions. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, what's going to happen? Currently, we, in our neighborhood, was built. They said that they weren't going to build in certain other areas, and then next thing you know, that one little strip of townhouses popped up. It's just very disheartening to some of the folks in the community. So they're going to trees and now they're looking at another house. So, and in addition to that, a lot of those residents, they come and park in our area. And so we're trying to figure out how this structure gets help in that.
Or 213 parking spaces. There's actually over, I think I quoted 220 parking spaces. So that's, and that is really kind of under counting the total. Driveway, but really they have four spaces. So there's actually a lot more parking that's available within the community than those 220 spaces. But we have provided on-street parking as well to allow for within this community, yes.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes you and I will have the two-car garage, and then you figure you've got the driveway, so that's four cars. But they'll either have six cars, or you'll have people who rent to, like, five different people trying to find parking. So and we find them parking in all these other spots, so something to think about. I mean, it sounds good if you're slow, but in practicality, if you, then you got college students that comes back and forth, and there's a whole lot of, you know, problems with that.
No, I understand that. I mean, there's, unfortunately, one of the things we have to balance is trying to minimize pavement, minimize environmental impact,
mm-hmm.
while also realizing parking needs are, you know, oftentimes more than one or two cars in residence. So I understand that.
And then on the outside, just to get clarification of the neighborhood, so right now we have our sidewalk. On the other side, it will be a sidewalk path as well.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's not the entire length of the property, but it runs here
mm-hmm.
from about where this is Dorchester Cove Road,
mm-hmm.
and it runs all the way down to, I think there's like a culvert somewhere around here. It's a little bit before that
mm-hmm.
culvert where the sidewalk will end, just past really Hawthorne Drive.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then you said it's one way in, one way out.
That's right.
Right. Wow.
You don't have a neighborhood association?
Yes.
I was just curious, when you have two neighborhoods adjoining and it's two separate neighborhood associations, is it common, uncommon that they can common ground thing? I mean, I just brought that up, right?
Yes,
well, I mean, yeah, I hear that. So, everybody that lives in a town's community has that problem with parking.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, and then, you know, suddenly, like, something happens, especially when COVID, you know, all those kids came home, saw cars parked everywhere.
HOAs, because they were two separate subdivisions, but Elm Street always tries to find a good builder partner and tries to be a good builder. That would be, you know, be more than willing to continue to be a good neighbor,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever that would include.
Especially with respect to like the bioswells and using, a lot of issues with African communities have done getting some of those things fixed by the builder or have to pay for it out of our HOA money unless we request from the LDC grant trying to help that out.
Of the stormwater facilities that the developers are associations can maintain, but I'm not sure what the, I know that's a concern they've heard and things are trying to find some solutions for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for HOA documents that were included with the developer and the HOA are required to maintain stormwater
management. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then just
the playground, like a seating area, kind of like a fire pit seating area,
mm-hmm.
a pavilion, and then like a yard game area. And cornhole's been most popular.
Very popular.
Yeah, they want to put dog parking. We're like, where? Yeah. Dog parks are very popular. Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yeah. These traffic flow on Wright Road. Right now, what our community did, we were able to get folks that ride on that road a lot,
mm-hmm.
Grocery chain to put in those speed humps that we have right now. So I'm wondering if they would need to be extended.
It hasn't been a county requirement as far, but
you see what I mean? Like you build right there, we got this hump, and then now our state does not care about the four-way stop or the 25. Now the speed limit and bus is coming. That's a big concern as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you see an increase of traffic on Wright Road since they've done development.
Mm-hmm.
After you cross the bridge, you got the industrial park up, and then the trucks were sitting in capacity or something. Or speed bumps, so truck drivers don't like speed bumps.
Study that was submitted to the county and reviewed with that initial sketch plan. I don't have details on it, but
yeah, for this number of lots in this area, the county didn't require. So at this moment, we don't have, but that's not to say that if you know, given the conditions,
okay, so comment on that, right?
I think it was a comment on sketch plan as well. But yeah, like Courtney mentioned, that's mitigation required from the county. So we have to put it in.
I was trying to write it fast, but.
Yeah, so if you'd like, you can submit, you can email comments to community meeting comments at aacounty.org.
Okay.
And just in the email, you should reference Dorchester Grove, but most of the people that I've go, the website is long, but if you internet search for Anne Arundel County Community Meetings, it'll take you right to their webpage, and there's a section called Past Meetings Available for Comments. There's a little button you can click, you can comment. That to me seems a little easier.
Yeah, that's how I comment.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We've submitted a final plan, but we'll be receiving comments from the county. So there's still things to work through with the county for sure, but this is, It is rolling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So probably in another 12 to 24 months. I know you said 12 months.
Yeah, it'll be at least another before we would start any clearing or any grading. And then after that, the builder that we partner with and their building schedule.
Okay. Will we get any type of update on that when they start building or no? That will be the end of the process?
That'll be the end of the county notification process.
Close the meeting. It is 6:30 exactly. So we'll adjourn. Thank you very much for attending.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Remind me of your name. I know you said
Michael.
Okay.